I am cold. Someone, I cannot see them clearly, keeps feeding me. Oh, the taste is bad. I hear a child crying. Somehow I know the sound is me. I was born tonight.
See how he eats. He will grow fast and be strong, like you.
He eats as we all do, constantly. And he will live his life and die of old age in 8 short days like the rest of us. Better I kill him and be done with it.
That is my father. I can see him now, crouching against the low cave wall. He looks so old. There are other old people here in the cave, and they're dying. As I watch, they wither and die like wax melting before a flame.
Yes, I will kill him.
No,
let me kill him. Why? What does he have to live for?
No, he must live. There may be a future for him. He may live longer than us and be young.
Feed the child. It is almost dawn, and our last day of living, woman. Feed him. Make him grow. His life will be over soon enough.
My father wanted to kill me, to save me from growing old and dying, as he must, in a lifespan of only 8 days. But how could I know that? I'm less than an hour old. This is impossible, and yet it's happening. What world is this?
What world indeed, where a complete lifespan is but 8 short days, an unbearable planet next to the sun of this small system? This is, as Sim's genetic memory would soon inform him, a planet with nights of burning cold and days like torches of fire. Only in the brief hour of dawn and again at sunset is the air breath sweet and flowers strong. Only then can the cave peoples bring their children out into a stony, barren valley to gather food. Only then, in those 2 hours, can the planet's life burst forth. Plants grow instantly, birds fling like pellets across the sky, smaller, legged animal life rush frantically through the rocks. In a matter of hours after his birth, Sim would know this. And know he would live his entire life in the caves with only 2 hours a day outside. Here, in the stone channels of air, he would eat and talk incessantly with his people, talk and think, but never sleep. And he would live exactly 8 days. Join us in one of the caves of this distant planet as Sci-Fi Radio presents an adaptation of the Ray Bradbury short story, Frost and Fire.
Do not be afraid, Sim. She will not let him kill you.
Who are you?
I am your sister, Dark. I am a full day older than you, Sim, but I do not use words yet. I speak to your mind.
Is it true that we live only 8 days? How can that be?
Search your memory. Think and try to remember. In those moments before we were born, we had dreams of long lives, valleys of green, not stone, and then something shining.
Yes, I seem to remember. Something silver, like a metal seed. Silver seeds crashing down. I see men and women tumbling onto this planet from them, scrambling to escape the radiation. hiding in the cliffs and caves. But how did we get here? From where did we come?
You will learn, little brother. It was long ago, 10,000 days. Those who survived mutated. Their pulses quickened, reaching 1,000 beats a minute. The skin became tough, and their blood changed. We must eat constantly just to stay alive, to feed our altered systems. Like all life on this planet, the men and women lived and died in a week. And we will do the same.
Is there no escape?
No escape. And yet, the scientists still work.
What scientists? Where? What do they do?
Dawn's coming. Bring the girl, woman. I'll take the boy with me. The mountains stretch, straining to meet the new day.
Wait. Be careful.
Woman, do not deny me the one excitement in a too short life. The night froze the mountains, silent and still as death. But now the sun makes them live again. I live in the challenge of the avalanche. Here comes another one. We'll beat the rocks. We'll be beaten down by them. Now!
We made it! By the gods! Made it alive!
Oh, you must have killed Timber.
I made it. Come along. The pool is melted now, and we can drink. Fill the skins to last the day. Even if for the last time. Here, you take the boy and feed him while the girl and I gather some berries and fruit. The plants are heavy and we must have enough. Our children must have enough for tomorrow.
Remember? Was it only 3 days ago? I can't believe it. It's so unfair. Now I cry. An hour ago it was you.
An hour is half a life.
Come. Take my hand. Let us look at everything. Because it will be our last looking.
The sun will be up in a few minutes. We must turn back now.
Just one more moment.
The sun will catch us.
Let it catch me then.
You don't mean that.
Oh, I mean nothing. Nothing at all.
Dark, bring the food and come quickly. The sun. Hurry. We must get back to the caves.
Sam, you strain your eyes so. What are you looking for?
Something. Nothing. I don't know. I want to see a metal seed.
Sam?
Yes?
Do not think about that now.
Yes, Dark.
You must use this day to touch and search the minds of our parents. Much knowledge is there, and we will have them for only a few short hours more tonight. Tonight they will be dead.
I understand.
The light is fading. It is sunset.
I want to see the outside world once more. Just once more.
I cannot rise. I cannot.
Dawn?
Here I am, Mother.
Take Sim. Hold to him. Feed him. He must eat. You both must eat. Care for him.
Yes, Mother.
Go now. Take him out into the sunset time. Enjoy yourselves. Pick foods enough for the night to come. Eat. Play. Here? Careful with it.
Why?
The child spoke.
Aye. Did you hear what he said?
I heard.
It was the last time Sim and Dark would see their parents alive. In the morning, their bodies were taken along with those of the others who had died during the night in a long procession to the top of a small hill. Here, they were placed on the ground where the sun would cremate them, the intense rays searing and charring the withered flesh, reducing the bones to fine powder. Dark walked in the procession, holding Sim by the hand. He had learned to walk just before dawn. After the funeral words were spoken, Sim and his sister ran among the broken rocks, feeding and chatting together. He was in his second day, she in her third.
Dark! I saw it from the top of the hill. A shining metal seed on a distant mountain. One of those that brought our ancestors to this place. And it wasn't shattered. It was whole. It doesn't look that far away. Why won't anyone try to get to it? Why can't we start right at sunset and then...
It's too far. Farther than it looks. Oh. And besides, no one knows how to make it work.
What about the scientists? Don't they know? We remember so much. Why can't we all think together? Doc, where are those men going?
They go to make war on the people who live in those small black cliffs.
But why, Dark? Why war? Life is so short as it is.
I don't know. It just happens. Eat. We must return to the cave soon.
Ah! The little one's been gathering fruit for me. I'll take that.
No, give it to
mine.
Me!
Give it to
Stop
me!
Stop it! Get on your way! Who are you? What's your name, bad one?
Kion. Kion. And tomorrow, little one, I will be big enough to kill you.
This life is short, little Sim. We make friends and enemies quickly. You must fight to protect yourself. Sim?
Huh? What? Oh, yes.
You weren't listening to me, were you? Whoa. You were watching that little girl.
Hey, what's your name?
Light.
I'm Sim.
Sim. Yes, I'll remember.
Here, eat. Eat or you'll never get big enough to catch her. I see your life before you, little Sim. You'll need weapons soon to fight for this one called Light.
Have you noticed, Dark? The rains always come after sunset. And new riverbeds are cut across the valley by the water, out past the mountain where the metal seed lies.
Before the water freezes solid again.
What's beyond the valley?
No one's ever been beyond it. All who tried to reach the plain were either frozen to death or burnt. All the land we know is a half hour out and a half hour back to the safety of the caves. Come now, it's getting cold this close to the entrance. We must go deeper where the rocks are still warm from the day.
No one has ever reached the metal seed then?
The scientists. They try. Silly fools. They don't know enough to stop. It's no use. It's too far.
Dark, tell me. Where are the scientists?
I wouldn't tell you if I knew. They'd kill you experimenting. You'd die with them while they struggle for... nothing.
But, Dark...
I don't want you joining them. Live your life. Don't cut it in half trying to reach that silly metal thing on the mountain.
Well, I'll find out where they are from someone else, then.
No one else will tell you. They hate the scientists. And if you find them, what will you do? Save us? Save us, little boy?
I have to try. Try to find them. Try to reach the sea.
Go find them. They'll help you forget. Yes, forget your life's over in just a few more days. It's their fault we're here on this world. It's their fault. Sim, where are you going? It's their fault.
Sim.
Tim, it's me, Light.
Oh.
Why were you running?
Light, I was... I was looking.
Looking for the central chamber?
Oh, no, no, I...
It is the night of learning. We must go to the chamber and listen to the words of the elders.
Light, you don't understand. We have so little time. I must get
Come, sit with me. We can listen and learn together. Here, take my hand.
It's not fair. You can't waste a minute, much less a night.
There was another time, in another place. Listen and learn of it. Learn of long days and tall grass that does not wither in the sunlight, Sim. See the blue sky of day and feel the warm nights under a canopy of bright stars. Remember lives that are measured in years, not days. Remember how it was before.
I see people strolling gentle hills. They do not rush.
Yes.
They are not eating all the time or talking all the time. Is this a dream?
In a way. Our minds balance the unfairness of this world by allowing us to remember the world we came from in the great spaceships the children call seeds. This gives us purpose, makes us work, plan, try to find a way back.
But how? How can we?
The scientists...
What?
I was saying, young Sim, that the scientists crashed us on this world and now have wasted thousands of lives and time. It's no use. It's no use. Tolerate them, but give them none of your time. Remember, you live but once, and it's so short.
I cannot stay here any longer.
Sim, where are you going?
Don't tell me we have a recruit. I don't believe it. Chase him away. He's probably one of the warmongers. No. Come in, my boy. Now tell me, what do you want?
I want to live.
Are you a new breed? Are you sick? Why aren't you playing? Why aren't you readying yourself for the time of love and marriage and children? Don't you know that tomorrow night you'll be almost grown? That if you're not careful, you'll miss all of life.
Shouldn't I be here?
Certainly. But we've had no volunteers from the rank and file for over 1,000 days. We've had to breed our own scientists. A closed unit, count us. Six men and 3 children. Are we not overwhelming?
No, sir. I mean, yes, sir.
We ask for volunteers. And the people shout back at us, get someone else. Or, we have no time. And you know why they say that? Because they're selfish. They'd like to live longer, yes. But they know that nothing they can do can possibly give them more time. They won't give up their love, their brief youth, not one interval of a sunrise or sunset. Not even for the sake of their future offspring.
I understand.
You do? Well, if you do, you're rare. It's too much to expect anyone to understand anymore. My name is Dank. Tomorrow night, Court here will be in my place. I'll be dead by then. And the night after that, someone else will be in Court's place. And then you, if you work and believe. But first, I'll give you a chance. Return now to your playmates. Is there someone you love? Return to her. Life is short. Why should you care for the unborn? You have a right to youth, however brief. Go now, if you want. Because if you stay, you'll have no time for anything but working and growing old and dying at your work. But it is good work. Well, I will stay.
It was during Sim's third night of life that he found the scientist. He worked hard to understand the many things they had to teach. On through his third day and into his fourth night, he listened. He heard of the original seeds, the ships that crashed, and how the survivors hid and dug into the cliffs, grew old swiftly, and, in their scrambling to barely survive, forgot all science. He heard, too, of the attempts to reach the one remaining ship, how all had failed, lost to the girding sun or freezing night. Sim knew the odds and knew he must try to reach the shining hull, his only chance for life. On the morning of Sim's fourth day, light found him.
Sim.
Take your men and go away, Kion.
Not until we take Sim with us. He's in the fight with us, that is.
Leave! This boy is a scientist now. He works with us.
Oh, dang. There's better work to be done. We go now to fight the people in the farthest cliffs. Of course, you will come with us, Sim.
No!
Wait, Light. Why are you attacking these people, Kion?
There are 3 extra days for those of us who go to fight.
3 extra days? Of life?
If we win, we'd live 11 days instead of 8. Something about those cliffs protects you from the radiation.
If you live to enjoy them. If you're not killed in battle. If. You have never won yet.
We will win.
Yeah, we will.
Those caves are smaller. There are more of us now. We have the advantage.
I'll go with you, Kyle.
No, Sim. No.
Dank, if I fight and win, I will be half a mile closer to the ship with 3 extra days to try and reach it.
That seems the only thing for me to do.
It is the only thing. I believe you. Go along now, Sim.
Goodbye.
That's right. I won't see you again, will I? Goodbye, then.
Follow me!
Now I understand why there's war. To live 3 extra days.
Why not fight?
If we win.
Light, I want you to stay right here.
And wait for Kion to return? No, Sim. I'll be with you. If you fall, I fall.
No.
I can carry your weapons, pick your food. I will help you get to the ship.
Yes. If we win the battle.
Yes.
All right, it's just dawn. We're going to have to hurry.
Yes.
This is the last day of our youth, Light. I wonder if we're wasting it.
You're nearly there. Look ahead. See only what is to come. Look ahead here. You must eat.
No. No, I'm not hungry.
Eat. Keep your mouth full so you will be strong for battle.
Yeah.
It begins. Oh. Yeah. More stones. More stones. More stones.
Oh, why did we come? Quickly, another stone.
It is on our way to the ship. The ship means life, Sim. That is why we fight.
Look out! Light! Oh, Sim! Oh, Light!
Sim.
I'm dead.
No, no. Just hurt.
Stop! What?
Kion, lie still.
Retreat!
right?
No.
Our people are leaving, running back. Oh, we have failed.
The sun is coming. Our time is almost up.
Kion is coming. Can you walk?
I think so.
Walk, then. Slowly now, and faster. We'll make it. I know we will.
Get out of my way, Light. Let me have a look at our warrior.
My leg! Kion, why? Why?
He'll never make it now. We'll have to leave him. Come with me, Light.
No.
He'll be dead in a few minutes. Come.
I will go if you carry me.
We would both die.
Then that is how I wish it to be.
The sun will burn you both. The sun will burn you both.
May he fall and break his neck. Can you walk?
We could make it to our cave and... 2 hours. Why don't you carry me?
We'll walk. Come.
No, no. We're staying here.
But why?
We came here to seek a home. If we walk, we will die. I would rather die here. Wait. Wait, how much time do we have left? Before the sun...
Only a few minutes.
Quickly. Help me to my feet.
But, Sim...
Help me!
I don't understand.
Send down one man to do battle!
It's no use. They'll pay no attention.
Hear me! Send down a warrior who is no coward. I will not turn and run home. I have come to fight a fair fight. Send a man who will fight with me to the death for the right to his cave. Oh, surely, surely there's one among you not afraid to fight a cripple. No? Then I have miscalculated you. I am wrong. I stand here until the sun shucks the flesh off my bones in black scraps. And call you the filthy names you deserve.
I do not like being called names.
Come down then, fat one, and kill me.
Be shattered.
I'll learn as we go.
This much I will tell you. If you die, I will give your mate shelter, and she may live as she pleases, because she is the wife of a good man.
I am ready, then.
The rules are simple. We do not touch each other, save with stones. The stones and the sun will do either of us in. Now is the time. My name is Notch.
No! Megan!
Sam, hurry! The sun!
I must live. Live to reach the ship.
Fall, damn you!
Now I can sleep.
No, Sim!
Let them come. I can fight no longer.
The same day as the contest. Now be quiet. I have brought you food.
The same day?
You've lost nothing of your life. This is Naj's cave. You defeated him. We are inside the Black Cliff. We will live 3 extra days.
Yes.
Satisfied? Now lie down. Rest will help heal your wounds.
Naj. Naj is dead.
Yes.
I won.
Naj is dead. So were we, almost. His people carried us in from outside before the sun reached us. They honor you for defeating their greatest warrior.
We have no time to waste. We must get strong. My leg. Kion
has fled, Sin. Your leg is already healing. Now eat. There is something else. We are slowing down. Our bodies are beginning to react to these caves. The stone here is different from the caves where we were born. Our pulse, heartbeat, everything is a little slower now. I can feel it. We have more time now.
I must try my leg.
Do not get up. Your leg is...
I must. Yes, it's stiff and sore. But it will do. It will do by Sunday.
You want to try for the ship? Tonight, when the sun goes down?
Yes.
Can't you wait until morning?
No.
Then I'll go with you.
No.
Yes, if I lag behind, let me. There's nothing for me here. Please, Sim, I have come this far with you.
All right. I couldn't stop you anyway, I know that. We'll go together.
Now eat. We must be strong for the journey, for the race with darkness.
We're frozen by the night.
Now, Sim, run!
There was no one watching as we left. But who would watch 2 fools running to their deaths?
Think of your leg and the ship. We must reach it, or we will die from the cold.
Thank you.
another minute, and it will be too late.
It is too late now. We've got to go ahead. We've got to, Sim.
It's so cold. The ship is still so far. We'll walk now, together. Keep walking and resting.
Stars, Sim. There are so many stars.
Get up, Light. I cannot leave you. Look. A channel through the rocks. Each day, the rain cuts anew. Yes. Yes, we can use it. Here, Light. Now, move. Get in the water with me. It will carry us. Hurry, jump. This way. Come toward me. We need to get to the other side. Getting closer. Stay with me, Light. Just a little more. Give me your hand. Come on. We're nearly there. We made it. Reach the other side. So much closer now.
It's getting cold. The ship is still so far.
Come on. We've got to keep moving. We can reach it. Come, Light. Come on. The river is beginning to freeze.
This is it. Sim, the mountain of the ship.
We're close now. Ice is covering the ground. Cold, oh, so cold. Nearly there. I can touch it. Find a way in. There has to be a way in. There has to be. There has to be a way in. Open up. Open up. Quickly. Inside.
I can't.
You must. Here.
Wither, old woman.
Walls. Walls covered with tubes. Pressure lines. To operate. Door. The hatch. But how? How do I know that? How do I know? How do I know? Yes. I've seen the sunrise four times through the portal.
4 days? And we're still young.
It must be the ship. Its metal skin protects us from the radiation.
4 days? And we're still young.
Yes. Your skin is still soft. And your hair.
And we are alone? All alone in here? In the ship?
Yes. While you slept, I looked around. Now, there's plenty of food and water, and the ship seems to make its own air somehow. We're the only living persons aboard.
Living?
I found the remains of the pilot. He was near some controls. He must have been able to land, but did not survive his wounds. Now, the others... The others may have bailed out into space in an emergency lifeboat or stayed with the ship and went outside after it landed. Made it to the caves.
But could not return. All those many generations ago, high on this mountain, the ship was safe from the rivers, but so far from the caves. Sim, let's stay here. Let's not go back.
I must.
If we go back now, we'll start getting old again, won't we?
Perhaps, but others are waiting.
There are no others. It's been days, lifetimes. They are all dead. All those we knew back there are old. Or dead now, Sim.
I need help. People to help heal the ship. I cannot do it alone. I'm afraid to try to move it myself because it's so big, and we will need many hands, Light. More than just ours.
And where will we go? If war brought us here, war may be waiting for us when we leave. Who were we fighting? Were we right or wrong? Why didn't anyone come looking for us?
Light, I have to do this.
Run all the way back? What if the river's not there? Then what if you cannot outrun the sun or the cold? What if
I don't want to leave you or grow old either. But I've got to go back. The son of Dank is waiting for me. My sister, Dark. Your brother. They're all old people, ready to die and waiting for some word from us.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. You have to go back. I'm a selfish fool.
You're human. There's nothing to forgive. I have a plan. Now, remember we were afraid that the river might not run close enough to this mountain, right?
Yes, but...
I can make a river channel and bring it even closer to the ship.
But how could
you... Here, come with me. Up here. Up here is this device, a weapon, I think. It cuts through rock. It sends a beam of heat, which can be controlled.
It doesn't sound safe.
Nothing does in this world. Now, when I touched it, just touched it, the way it worked somehow burned itself into my mind. I can use the beam to cut a channel for the water, bring it close to the mountain. Watch. If I direct the beam with this lever... Can come.
cut a new channel for the river.
But you'll have to leave at least a half hour before sunrise to make it to the caves. You'll freeze.
This lever adjusts the beam's heat. I can tune it down and run close enough to the beam to keep warm, or alive anyway.
But if the machine should fail while you're still running near its beam,
let's not think of that. I have to reach the caves before sunrise.
But if you don't make it...
Promise. Promise to stay in the ship. In the ship.
I could never make the journey. It is enough to know that you will live.
It will take the work of many hands before the ship can leave this planet.
Young hands, young hands to build a new destiny for our people. I will speak to them. They will listen to me, sister of Sim, Sim of a thousand days. People on the cliffs, hear me and listen well.
Thank you.
And the people of the cliffs did listen to the sister of Sim. Two 200 strong, they followed Sim across the barren, rocky planet to the ship, and the dream of a better, longer life. The river, carved with a finger of fire, claimed its share, and the cold. Less than half of those who started completed the journey, but they were more than enough to heal the ship. In less than a month, they were ready.
The ship is repaired, Sim.
It's time, men.
Yes.
Activate the primary converters.
Do you think we will find others out there?
I don't know. We'll have to try. And then...
And then what?
And then we'll look for a new home. A place with a lot of green and very long, warm days.
I had a dream, Sim. I dreamed I lived in a cave. It was high up in a cliff on a cold, hot planet, where people grew old and died in 8 days.
What an impossible dream. People couldn't possibly live in such a nightmare. Forget it. We're awake now. Our nightmare is over, and our destiny is out there. Our destiny is among the stars.
Our cast featured Ken Page and Charlotte Taylor as Sim and Light. Gary Moody was Naj. Esther Benson was Dark. And Charles Carroll played Kion. The original story, Frost and Fire, was written by Ray Bradbury and adapted for Sci-Fi Radio by L.A. Jones. The director was Rick Spiegel. Associate director, John O. Williams. All music and sound effects were created by Ron DiIulio. The series producers are Kevin Singer and Ron DiIulio. Support for this program has been provided by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is James Edward Kerr, inviting you to join me again soon for another venture into the imaginary worlds of sci-fi radio.